Keith top of the right circle shoots. Big save. Rebound. Score! Jonathan Toews in overtime. Snakes it past Darcy Kuemper. And the Blackhawks beat the Minnesota Wild 4-3 in overtime.
Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
All we want is 82 of those, right? We just want 82 of those. We want this season to be so exciting, John Weideman ends up in the hospital. That's what we want.
Well, not serious. Not anything serious.
Oh, it was just a blink of an eye ago that Jonathan Toews was a kid captain. One of the youngest captains in NHL history. Mm-hmm. Now he's a Wiley veteran. Good morning, Wiley veteran.
How are you doing, Steve? What's going on?
Good to talk to you, man. How are you?
Not too bad. It's been a while. You doing all right?
I'm doing good. Doing fine and excited about another season about to get underway. Obviously, we're excited about Sunday, but you guys go to Ottawa first. So give me some sense how it's going.
It's going good. I think we got a great group. The guys that were here last year were all eager to kind of correct the course and to fix those little things that went sideways on us. And we're excited about a new opportunity. And we got a lot of guys coming in, too, like anyone that comes to Chicago, they're pumped to play for the Blackhawks and be part of this organization. And I think we got a really good, positive feel in the locker room right now.
That's great to hear. Now, you feeling any special pressure for you? Because nobody's harder on you than you in the last couple of years haven't been what you think you should do.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I think I got to get back to, like you said, just having fun and playing loose like I did in my younger years. Knowing I'm surrounded by some great players and just going to enjoy, every day as much as possible and kind of bring out that excitement, that youthful enthusiasm and feed off the young guys and just compete, We all need to compete a lot harder and just worry about that and everything will kind of, the chips will fall. That'll be our focus.
Well, let's talk about, Jonathan, a couple of those young guys, your line mates, DeBrincat, and based on what you saw from him last year, what do you expect from him? What's it going to be like playing with him? And also the rookie, Dominic Cahoon. What are your thoughts on him?
Well, DeBrincat, I mean, we trained together all summer, and I think he's one of those guys, all the guys have been here for a while, really excited about just because he's one of those guys that's always asking questions. He always wants to get better. He's always trying to learn. So it's nice to see that someone can come in and score around 30 goals in a rookie season despite a tough season for the team. But he's showing a lot of potential for the future as well. And Cahoon has been a great surprise. I mean, I remember hearing about him at the Olympics last year, and that he could be one of those players that comes in the NHL and makes an impact. And he's shown that right away. I mean, he's so quick and fast, but he's got a great shot for a smaller guy. And it was nice to see him get a few goals in training camp and preseason and earn a spot on the team. So it's been a lot of fun to play with him and see what I can do with those two guys out there.
Tonight starts the a season, 82 games, not counting the playoffs. I mean, you're going to be on the ice until April and beyond. How do you mentally prepare for it the grind of game after game and being a player in the NHL?
Yeah, I mean, it's a long season, no doubt, especially nowadays when every game just feels like you're in a playoff race with division teams, and it's relentless. But I think we learn to love it. When it doesn't last forever, so you got to enjoy even the things that in your younger years you don't find so enjoyable. It's a grind. Think of it that way. It's kind of like when the media asks you about the 2 month playoff grind. You can't really think of it that way. You just take it one day at a time and enjoy the challenges as they come.
Jonathan, last year you posted on your Instagram that you were helping raise money by selling Jonathan Toews toasters.
Yeah.
And in your caption, you said, "I don't even eat bread, but you should get these toasters." Are you still not eating bread?
Not really. I guess it's kind of a running joke. Some people do, and that's fine. I did think it was a pretty funny idea with the Canadian Tire promotion we had going. So,
the Tavesters, yeah. The Tavesters.
A lot of people were trying to get their hands on those posters, and they went pretty quickly.
Yeah, and do you have a recipe for toast you want to share with the audience, or you want to wait till later?
No, I don't, but I imagine you do. Or
yeah, oh yeah, I can put it up. Well, hold on a second. What do you mean you imagine I do? I was going to let that slip.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Sponsored by MB Financial Bank, it's Breakfast with the Blackhawks. Susan Koster gets an autographed Jonathan Toews puck. By the way, she wanted to know what you're reading. I'm more of a Captain Underpants guy myself. Taser, what are you reading?
That's a good question. I guess right now, kind of a book I've read and reread a few times, but it's called The Fifth Agreement. It's a play off another book called The Four Agreements.
Oh yeah. So, it's a great book about how to live your life.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty helpful. So
all right, well, I'm going to get back to my toast. Listen, stay healthy, man. I know you're going to have a great year.
All right, same to you, Steve. All right, thanks again, guys.
Thanks. It's the captain, Jonathan Toews, and again, brought to you by MB Financial Bank.